The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And there are not many places in the continental U.S. that you can go to escape this weather. It's cold all the way down to Texas, and that's where we find ABC's Jim Ryan. You heard him in the news just a few minutes ago talking about the terrible problems they're having down there. Jim, good morning.
Morning, Paul. I never thought I'd say it, but it's considerably colder here than it is in Fort Huron, Michigan today.
That's just amazing. How's everybody coping with that weather down there?
Well, as best they can. You know, most of them are staying home today, this being a COVID-19 year, kids are transferring over to virtual learning, whereas they would have had a snow day otherwise. Now they're just being told, well, stay home, log on, and let's have our class that way. But that is only possible if they have electricity. About 4 million homes and businesses around the state right now do not have electricity. They're either subject to rolling blackouts that are in place to try to protect the overall electric grid from an overload, or they've lost power because a transformer blew up or a tree blew down into a power line or something like that. So, yeah, the state's just doing the best it can. A lot of people have flocked to the hotels trying to get a room to escape their cold and dark houses.
Boy, I bet they have. And this is historic weather for Texas, isn't it? This does not happen often.
No. I think the last time we had this kind of weather was in 2011. That was the year and around the time that Dallas-Fort Worth was hosting the Super Bowl, the one and only time that it did. And, we had an ice storm that came in and the teams were delayed in getting over to the stadium. It was just an absolute mess. And this is similar to that in that it is as cold as it was then, maybe colder. And it's a longer lasting event, too. We won't be out of above freezing until maybe Thursday or Friday. There is ice on the ground right now. The snow is still there as well. And there's another chance of about 5 inches of snow in Dallas-Fort Worth tonight.
And that's, I mean, I hate to, overemphasize this, but it is catastrophic for a community that's not used to it. I mean, we've got the snow plows and the resources, and we kind of know how to handle snow up here. Not so much in Dallas.
Well, no. I mean, there are sanding trucks, and they did do their best to prepare the highways and the surfaces for this kind of event. And, so there are those, that part of the infrastructure is there. But in a broader sense, if you consider that natural gas lines have frozen and those lines supply the power plants, some of the thousands of wind turbines that are pumping electricity into the grid are simply frozen in place. And so it's that part of the infrastructure that's missing and that's faltering at this point. So it's a much bigger issue than just trying to put some salt down on the highways or on the sidewalk.
What's the extended forecast looking like there in the Dallas area?
Well, again, another chance of snow tonight, maybe 5 or 6 inches tomorrow. It'll still be below 10 degrees. Going into Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, we should start to see the temperature coming back. And on Friday, we'll be back in the 60s.
Well, there you go. So you got that to look forward to. It's going to be a rough few days in the meantime. Jim, stay safe, stay warm, try to anyway, and we appreciate the update.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.